We hold it by Sri Kuta Zang Sudalit, Rio Sugio Sakono. And it's about Sugio Kilo, based in Jimbo Sugio Togim. And now we're going to basically want Sugio the idea of the Yishalmi, it's the Dalit Zepe. Yishalmi and Shumas, Rio Sugio Kilo, it means that a statement from Am, from Ami, Sirich Lamechus, from the Bisho Hashoshim. People have to be Chishish, both the Bisho Hashoshim, but when Am says, you have to be Chishish. What's the Moin Am say? You can have five cases. The order of the Yishami is first to not put money inside your mouth. The second thing, to not put food underneath your bed. The third thing, not put anything underneath your armpits. The fourth thing, to not put a knife in your food. So be sharp. The fifth thing from Yasi says of a person is dangerous. Those are five things. That's really what Sif Dal and Sifhei is. You know the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Dal means down the first memo of Yasi that any Zay of a person is Sam Hamovis. It's poison, except for Zeus, except for Zeus' face. The sin of the Shach says, is what he's saying in the Pasuk, Zeus, Apecho, Techolechem, the sweat of your brow you come to eat. So Zeus and your face might have a problem, everything else might is a problem. This idea is brought down by the Ushainim, by the Rosh, the Rajbo, the Ben Hananel, the Mechabah, the Pasuk, afterwards the Mice bring it down, the Mishabu and Simon Dalit, beats down Salocho, that Zeus is very dangerous. Therefore, to make it practical, the Ben Shchai says, not go over to a person and lick him, not to suck him. The Shmiz Gifu Nefer says, what does that mean? It means you have two kids, or maybe he comes out of the bathtub, the Seder, he runs around, you want to give him a nice shmuchi, nice, be very careful, the Mol Isaiah, you have an issue over there. Now, come over to Chokhmah Sodom, and the kids, they point out that not only putting food in any areas of sweat, not just you putting it again, in most cases, you, not to lick it. Instead of the Chokhmah Sodom and the Kitzer, now put food between your baguette and your sweat in your body, because then your food will also get the sweat on top of it. The sweat is some of us. Not only that, speaking of the Shulchan Chai, let's say you play sports, or you do a workout, or exercise. I know rounds in shape also, but let's say you have to exercise over here, so you want to be in shape. So we come over here, and we have our undershirt sweaty over here, and you want to put your food on top of it. Come on, the swamps and lab doctor. If there's Zaya on your body, but even Zaya in your undershirt, it's the same problem. Same thing with Sarkovir, and the other person should make sure not to put anything upon it. The Shemitz Gufan Nefesh, the Chalz of the Yemen, being the Rav of the Bir Eloch, and Tim Kusam of Dalit, him saying the same as Zaya, and Zaya is loved up in the body, is even on a begging, same Sarkovir. The Shemitz Gufan Nefesh doesn't discuss what happened to your undershirt, sopping wet, but now the sun dries up, you didn't wash it yet. Now the Zaya is dried up inside the undershirt. Now what's Eloch? Good child. Not sure. Those who get involved, they get the sick of Zaya, that people have Zaya, let's say, falls inside your food. Is there a biblical shishim over there? They get involved with Tazan Shach. Interesting tshuva that the Dr. Moshe brings down for more of a hoilus. Person's tefillin fell inside food. So he gets involved with the tefillin, about being kosher, about the dam, the or. Anyway, that's Yomashka eats. He says usually where tefillin is, Mol Zaya. That's right over there, gets involved with the sick of Katsitsa. Say that Zaya by up in Tazigil Sakono. He gets involved with the Shach and the Taz, according to Taz, Shishim is not working for Sakono. According to Shach, for it does, where he puts me all at the Shach. Fully Yishlodin, if that's so what he's saying, because how does Shach answer the Taz's Raya in the case of by Giloy? The luck with it is that Shishim does not work. By Taz's Raya, because Giloy, even by himself, does not work. The Shach, why? Things negate the physical idea of Sakono, like Oris, poison, that about the luck of Shishim. They get their ruachla, spiritual, like fish over here, then the mice come along to your Michael. Good idea of Zaya, I put under which category? Is it more like Gilo, like the Oriz? Or is it more like the case of ruachla, the case of where the fish and the Benite? I think more than get this to give the Oriz over here. Whoever comes out that way, sign the Shach and Taz, Shishu mice will not work. Once mice make sure your children do not fall inside the food over here, otherwise you'll buy inside the food of the Sugya of Zaya. But so we have one sugya aleph. The Amoin Am said, be very careful about Zaya, let's say Zaya, your face over here, that's not in the Sakono. Next, Sifayin Rechabi Zan, Yishami from Ami. The person be very careful with the Bria as Cheshish for, not putting coins inside your mouth. Find double coins in your mouth. That's brought down the first part, we show you very clearly that way. For the Chananu, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rajba, they all bring it down. The Rechabi 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 Zan, Saloko, the place coming afterwards, not put coins in your mouth. What is the problem putting coins in your mouth? I know your mother says it all the time. The beer is chayshish, right? The beer is chayshish, that's your mother. They say, don't do that, dangerous. What's the danger? So it comes, they don't envy his Hadu Hashem, say, over three or four different reasons. One reason, the Rambam, when he says, over the hills of Tzarech, says, because maybe the coins were passed around, and therefore the person there who has Tzaras, or the Muchashkin, he had Roik that went on top of it, and the Roik dried up over there, and Roik of a Muchashkin or a Tzaras is very dangerous. Very dangerous. That's just one reason the Mechab exam. A second reason the Mechab exam, from the, not Mechab, the Beis Yosef exam from the Rambam, is why? Because the Zay of the person touches it. Yezeiah is not doctor from the face, other places. Zay is on top of it. Maybe he has some achluchus in the case of Zayah. That is the case over here of Zay Sapecha, a case over here of not in your face. Therefore, it's poison over here. And for that reason, make sure not put poison in your mouth, because Zayah on top of it. Not just have the Muchashkin and Tzarach, and have Zayah. A third reason that the Beis Yosef brings down, and the Shachar brings down, the Ran and the Ra, is because that people, when they touch it, people have germs. Chadaikim. And therefore, the germs are there, and you doctor tell you. It's not healthy to put coins inside your mouth. You don't know who touched it, what touched it, and you want to see where the coins went around to. You won't even want to hold the coins in your hand. Then don't put it inside your mouth over here. They're full of germs over here, dangerous over here. That's the third reason. A fourth reason, the Kabbalah brings down. Why? Because people might swallow it. I mean, you all know, we learn from little kids, always, we all know the hard way, tell the kid to get the marbles out of the kid's mouth. Every doctor tell you a story over how they get different things out of the kids' mouths and ears and any other place they can run into. In my sense, it's very dangerous to have these small things and lumber pieces around children. It's like, don't put it in your mouth, because what happens? You put it in your mouth, they swallow it. Practical here. So come over here, that we have the idea to not put things into your mouth, from germs, from danger over here, from the zay over here, from poison over here. And again, this is being very practical, it's like, Kona, not to go do it. Building upon this idea of having, let's say, germs around. So it's from this course, that it would seem to be that the idol they go with the same Torah, they kiss it. Safe and they kiss it. Then we go say Yom Kippur, you go around, you're supposed to give a kiss, same Torah, as they straight and feel it's not going. They're supposed to go kiss it over here. So the shadow is, some, everybody that made map into my genes, well, I think there are people out there, and when we weren't, we're not that medactic. It built upon our sigil over here, and the place can bring it down, it's a sigil of our genes, the idea of being dangerous over here. What's the correct halacha on Yom Kippur or other times? How to treat a sefer Torah if you want to go kiss it? If you want to go kiss it over here, so the Maisa Rav Henkins wrote down that he would from a distance on Yom Kippur go like that, do it, and then you kiss his fingers. That's what you do. They bring it down away from earlier from to loosen Avram that way. And why? It's not our sugya. If the Ashram this way, our sugya. Idea of Germans hygiene's over here. I mean, the concept of coins are what to teach you the idea of here. Things are dangerous, you stay away from it. I tell Hashemi, this was from Zalman. The Maisa, he gave it a kiss on the mantle itself over here. Shlomo Zalman said, that's not Aaron Hogger. I know there's a Maisa, it's a mamish. They kissed the mantle the same time. The base bar closes right, it's quite yes. He says, Shemi mitzvah loy de davara. You're showing the Hebrew the Torah, don't worry about it over here. So the Maisa, what you gonna do with that hobby is to see people doing different things. That means sometimes you see a person take a sitter and they kiss a sitter. Sometimes they put their hand on top of it, they kiss the hand over here. Some people they do is that they take the sitter and they touch it. Right? Some just go like that with the finger. Everyone does their own thing over there with a finger. I said, what's the correct thing? It's interesting. The Sefer Shoyas Avoda says those who just take their fingers and then kiss it, touch the Torah. It's the words of Minig Boris. Aratsis, Aratsis. I said, the Pesukei Teshuvah, when he brings it down the Kufman test, he brings down. So Miyashim the minute, the Kitzah Shlo already, the Shire Fayim, people worry about germs, people have different personalities, some people are love the Torah and not to hug it, some people are, they love the Torah, but not the external aspects that people touch their hands with the Torah, therefore they keep a distance from it, but not the Torah per se. And therefore, Elu V'Elu, build upon our Yishamud here, what's brought down the Mechaber, each one has their own Hugger, each one has their own Kovir, what do you deal with it, each one has its own. The third thing you wrote down over here, from the Yishalmi, is that not put something underneath your armpits. Know what exactly does that mean? So, the Beis Yosef points out, depends really what the Gersa of the Yishalmi is. The word of the Yishalmi is Pisa Tachas Shechio. Is it Pei Sof, a Tof over there, a Sof, or the Pei Samach? The Pei Samach Tof Aleph or Pei Sof Tof Aleph? Which one is it? Machlokes Mav Dushan makes Machlokes Mav Pshat is. That means the Ramsey down the Gersa of Pei Samach, Tas Yodai. The palm of his hand. Don't take the palm of your hand and put it underneath your armpits. What's probably the palm of your hand? Because maybe your hand touched samra, poison. Maybe your hands touched tzaras over here. Therefore, your hands are the each of everything here. Your armpits are a place that has holes there it's money there, but might also accept a lot of things there. Don't take your hands, that who knows where it went to, underneath your armpits. So what are you doing? You're hurting your armpits. Don't do that. Avada speaks out the company oven. If you wash your hands, you can go do that. That means you didn't. Don't never touch your armpits. You avoid touch things. You go away and you wash your hands with soap and water or clean over here, and then no problem. The other girsa is pass soft is the word pass. Do not put pass underneath your armpits, because your armpits are molize over there, and therefore what's gonna happen, you ruin the pass. You have some always upon your pass over there. That means one time the problem is the way the Rambam is understanding it, the essential way is it's gonna hurt your armpits. The way the Ravid understands it over here, it's gonna hurt the pass. You look at the Ravid inside, it says pass, or chitiches baser, really any food over there. And therefore, the Mechaber, when he brings it down, he brings down the case over here of any food, do not put a kilo lechem takas ha-shechi, tell the sugya of zeh over here. That means the Mechaber brings down side of the Mahalach of the Rambam, side of the Mahalach of the Ravid over here. Speak to the Achronim, because myself, both of them can be MS. Both of them are a problem. Don't cause pain to your armpits, and don't make also zeh go on top of your food over here. The fourth Kedney Shami is not to put a sakin inside the esrig or stone inside the radish. Now, sorry, the fourth Kedney Shami is b'etzem not put food underneath your bed over there. We'll get back to it later on. Looks like to focus on that. The fifth Kedney Shami is not to put a sakin inside the esrig or stone. Also, again, this Yishami is brought down by the Rif, by the Rambam, by the Rosh, by the Chanel, by the Rajivar, the place can bring it down. Why do not put a sakin inside these two things over here? So again, there's two, three different reasons over here. The Rambam says why? Because you put a sakin inside the esrog, inside your stomach, it'll fall over. Danger. Having danger around. And having done this reason why? Shem yipul al chud of yomas. Might kill a person. Might sit upon it. You have an apple over there, an esrog, you might sit upon it. A sakin, the grass being down the way. The way the Rambam on the Rambam disagrees, says essentially it's not inside you, it's inside you using your apple or your esrog over here as storage place. And you're taking this knife and store it somewhere, store it in the apple. It's not a sugya bezayin oichle. From a vasla oichle over here. That's why I was destroyed. A third malach, the Yafa Myra the Shami, brought down by the Kabachayim, in Pichodosh, she says the essential way is put a knife inside your esser. The knife, after all, is rusty, gets chluda on top of it, and therefore be mazik, be dangerous to the oichle over here, ruin the oichle over here. Or make dangerous for you the food over here. So again, this is said not put a knife inside your food. Three different reasons among the Yushan and the Paiskin. Either it's dangerous for you, or B'zayin Ha'eichlin, or it's dangerous for the food. That's what I'm saying. Build upon the same idea. Don't have razors around. Don't have sharp things around. Because that's best what the Shabbos is saying. Very simple. Mechab is saying, practically, do not have very, very sharp knives around when you have your kids around. Otherwise, it'll lead to problems. Ask any doctor. That's how things happen with tools around, with sharp things around. Why in the world was a sharp screwdriver around, or any sharp knife around, or a razor around, and young children, it's dangerous over here. Now, building upon this, again, we explained four of the five cases of Yodhi Shami. The word of the Shami is what the Olam is Choshesh, what the world says over. Then afterwards, the Ramah says, therefore, be very careful that maybe things of the day sakono, and therefore, Chavur Sakanta Mirisiro, and even a case of a Savak sakono, be more careful than the case of a Savak Isser. Now, he goes on there more further and says, go look around the newest halachas. That means you take out the pichodosh, you mark gemara after gemara after gemara of what things are going to get sick of. Take out the kabachayim, he's mark. Take out the archa shulchan, they have sif after sif, the akchua sif after sif. Some odd reason the mechabit chose to bring down with the oilim is chashish. But the oilim says over. The amoyin am says. The amoyin am says, you got to be very careful about that. So let's speak about what the amoyin am says in other cases. Try to make it a little bit practical over here. First, the question in general. If the Moin Am says, do we have to worry about it? Do we have to worry about it? Now, there are two things that the Moin Am says over. One is, the case that we have to realize is really, sounds like physical danger. Right? There's knives around, it's going to be dangerous over here. The Sama Mavis of the case of the Zeh upon you. Sounds like physical. But let's say the Moin Am says over, this thing is dangerous. It sounds huji-wuji, they call it in English. Right? It sounds spiritual things, the Sitra'acha, whatever else you want to call it. In Ruachra, if you have to worry about what Moin Am says, so the tshuva by the Heshia Moshe in the Archaim Yehuda says, everyone knows the Rashba. The Rashba says, anything about the Kabbalah, and the Babas, and the Doshim Tzidkanius, Avada Nakadoshu, we have to keep. But the Babas up, we have to go keep. This Heshia Moshe, calling Rashba and Tshuva, the Chetel Tzim Yehuda, the Kota by numerous form, Sefer after Sefer after Sefer, the Babas up, and be very careful about it. The words of the Be'er Moshe, the Betzino, when he brings it down, not to mezals in the Babas, keep a body, say, listen, Bahari Kurdish. The Mamish, the Hoychinian over here. Love that, you know the reasons for it. Well, the Baba Zok, that's the Nasarwa, this is what we do over here. Now, the Shmir's a Gufa Nefesh in his Mavi Perk Design, he gets it all with when the Baba saying real stuff, when the Baba saying Baba Mises. Right? You have no something called Baba Mises over here. But that's what you look at the Dakashu over here in Sukkot and Hay. It means down the case of Gerit to the Tkufais, we've done before, Sikhas and the Kedis. It's just Hadiah for the women over here. Don't worry about it over here. The Dakimoshi brings down also with Sukkot Mem Gimel over here. It's all the Sikhas of the old people. So you have to know what is the Babas and what is the Baba Mises. You have to know when to divide the line over here, what cases yeah, what cases no. Go through different cases, the Ilm tries to bring down this point over here. One thing the Ilm says over, you have a young child, make sure before he does not have any teeth, before he starts talking, not to put him in front of a mirror. Ilm knows that. Now, is there a mikor for that? There's no mikor for that. I never heard of such a thing. Except, you know, when I start looking at this problem, everybody's down, not put a young kid in front of the mirror. Gemma, I said that 7 years ago, my father said, what do you mean? Of course, everyone knows that. My father's a child. So fine, so even though I did not grow up that way, my father said I did grow up that way. Fine. But actually, whether I did or didn't, my sister's falling down, should not put a kid in front of a mirror before he starts talking and before he starts growing his teeth. Now, is there, that's one of the items that's over. We have to be mapping with the sugi over here. So the Issim Chayim, the Eftim, is very clear. Chazal says, no more current Chazal. He says, so the item is backward. The words of Shami, the Chosh of the Briya. The Issim Chayim, if you be mapping for it, those are Machmed, he said. Yeah, those are not Machmed. No. So I heard you said it's Usr. He said, I never said that. I said, what should I do? I don't know. So Chaim told a person, I don't know. So if you ask me, what should I do? I don't know. I could be like a Chaim Ulai, maybe, don't know. No problem. Maestro Debetzina and Shuvah, the Chedachet, Simul Lamabob, it rings down. This is the Messiah already that has from this, the Bubbles. And his words are, and therefore it's the Rajbo. And Shloim is up with the Reim, Warm, Mavadi, Sedim, Bahari, Kodesh. About to be very medactic policy over here. Make sure it's not show your kid in front of the mirror before it starts talking, otherwise start talking later. Before it starts growing his teeth, otherwise start growing his teeth later over here. Be very medactic upon. There's always up to Bobas. Yes, you want to go too? I don't know. My said, that's the Messiah of Chaim said, you mock me. Wisdom occur. Again, the Shami said, I'm just going to show you the Bobas. Take another example. Next case in Debatina discusses. Everyone knows to not walk over a child. Don't jump over a child. And if you do, what do? You jump back, you walk back. Again, is there a makor for that? Come on, Debatina says, no makor. But Maisa, I'm in the Ozme Kaidim. Everyone brings you down. And then if you tell the person to jump back over them, and we have a Rajba over here, and therefore the kid might not grow correctly. The bottom of the bob is you send Mahari Kaidish over here. Like you tell me, Debatina is from Barapak, the Shukhanach from Akutzer, Asfardi. Says, you do it before him, everyone knows that. Yeah, okay, when one Svadi. The Sirius Mariam said, that's the Minigan Morakko. Say, but Earth, the Ovid says, that's the Minigan Taimon. Moshe Mazur said, that's the Minigan, I think Gibraltar is saying over there. Therefore, it's the Minigan, God's Kali's soul. I've seen the literature everywhere. Everyone knows that. We had no one knows. So, Yisrael Chaim, Maisa, what is it? So, yeah, Minigan Oshim. Minigan Oshim over here. Maisa, yes, the Yisrael Taka. Say, Minigan Yisrael. I said, Mani Kobe, Kobe, Mani Kobe, Loi Kobe. Maisa, one other place that Yisrael, he said, Maisa, not the Mazal to the Oshim. If that they tell you, that's what we do. That's the makor. There's no makor. Rashi Klein says, "What's the reason?" He has the whole truth about trying to find the reason why that's so. Here he says, "Why? Because we know ema viren al oichel. Why bezayin al oichel? It's all like kimel here. Is it bezayin over here? So numus achronim get involved with this story. We initially call it carpet. That lomus doesn't really add up. But actually, they definitely get involved with bezayin al kim. Therefore, jumping back undo the bezayin al kim. It shows you undoing the pulley doing over here. Yesh lotim for myself." The Ilm says, the Baba Zot. Haram Kodesh over here. A third example, also in the Debatina, he discusses the idea of having the Reuter Bendel, the Mikhail soul, having a red string around either kid's hand, or the stroller, or the carriage over here, whatever, each one onto his own. So, where's the Makar for that? So, the unfortunate Sector, Shabbos, and Perek Vov, he brings down, first has a Chut Edom El Etzpo, and Midarkir Mori. Floor, the floor should accept has been dark hair money. Fine, black and white. I'm sorry already. My son, this is the Sefer, the base station of similar co-fighting tests in the studio of dark hair money, because I'm listening to Lego. He writes over there, one of things dark hair money, one not. Things, anything that's brought down in dark hair money, the Babli Shami, we have to worry about. Things that brought down into Sefer, like Yilkoso. So we have the base station saying, this is Sefer, I write the Bendel, to like Yilkoso, of dark hair money. Oh, fine, sure. Now the question is it correct what you're going to do over here? Says the Debetzina in the same tshuva, he has three examples. One's putting kid in front of a mirror, one about walking over a child, and one he says, the right to Bendel. You slay the Mahari Kodesh, the Bubbas. Everyone knows about Kevin Rachel around seven times. Like everybody, look what they're doing over there with the chanting. Well, Maisa, everyone knows that I did a right to Bendel. This Maisa is from Chaim. The other two questions, he says, Man de Kobbe Kobbe, Man de Kobbe Loi Kobbe, and maybe the Bubbas. This one says, don't do. He laughs us. Don't do. Well, it's very hard to say that this, the Bubbas, we have a deception, says, that can't worry. You don't know, Patrick, this up over here. This one, Maisa, don't do. Maisa, yes or not? And the Kappa Kappa, the Bukhorvia, the idea, the Bettina says yes, and Maisa Chaim says no, and each one onto his own. Another example they discuss, people say when you sleep to the door, you should not have your feet to the door, you should have your head to the door. Well, that sounds like you're a mace. So, Tolinum says so. Do you now, hearing this, have to make sure you put your head to the door, not your feet to the door? Maisa the Isam Chaim, and Chaim says, first of all, there's no Makarfer. Again, if Makarfer is no Makarfer, that means not Bavli, not Ishami, not Sefta, not Sri. It means no Makarfer, no Ishami, no Makarfer. So Maisa, you have to go do this or not. So the Isam Chaim, and Chaim Silver, on this case, he says, Double an insulin Makarfer. How about Ilam Makbid Mose? This is Ishami. How are Ishami? He said, Song Mechus, the Biosa Chosheshim. The Biosa Chosheshim for him. Maisa, he said, Dech Ari, not Makbid over here. So Maisa, now what that means practically, later. Because I've not really seen most people being makbid to having their head to the door. And they get about what that means exactly. Then everyone discusses it, north to south, west to east over here. West to east, east to west, the Shami, the Babli over here. That is Mutal Shulchan Aruch. How to face the bed over here. There's the beds, we're supposed to be Mechaba Paskin, Api Niglo, it's supposed to be from north to south. The way out to make all this, say, should be maybe from east to west, but the gear says, I don't seem to be Dulek Aruch Shulchan. Rav Shul says, no halacha, it's a zehirus over here, and that knows about it, don't worry about it, it's machlokes anyway, whatever you do is correct. For years I try to be machmer until I move to my house, I'm in that right now, and my bedroom is a 45 degree angle. Like every time I take it this way, that way, Keshbaruch Hu made it, there's no way, like I'm not. My wife in the other bedroom, my other houses where I lived and rented, my wife let me do this way, that way, it's not comfortable. But a 45 degree angle, my wife said, no way, I'm not having a bed that way. Fine, that's something for the Rav Shul, my son. Fine, another example. My father said, Sal, for years, would say over, you know, you can't walk around without shoes. You know, shoes, you know, socks. Shmiz go for the definition of moment, he's down, the Ilm says it over, why do we send a secret of Bailus over here? Maisa, the only thing I can find is the question of Chaim Yeshki says it's mutter. So, Abada, Hasarichas Yomim, you don't do that. I'm going to send a secret of Gilus your parents, but otherwise, the Ilm, I couldn't find where the Ilm is in, even in print, in today's farm, where we have everything. So, that, Yishlof. Another example they speak out, that when you pour, everyone says, don't pour like this. Right? You have to pour straight. So the Isham Chaim says, there's no makor, and don't be mak about that. No such thing. Another Indian, what? Yeah, they asked him that question. By the time Ace, they said, no shaykhus. So yeah, no makor, yeah, you're the Ilam. Are you the Ishami? That's the only question. When is the Ishami? When's the Bobas? When's the Basero? When's the Bob Mice? I'm not clear where, yes. But I see even Chaim sometimes did one way and sometimes another way. I mean, the beds, yeah, when we're asleep, head of feet, he took the Shami, and now the gates are drinking behind. This way, for me, so no, that's not for my good. So I'm not clear. Another case we'll get to on Tuesday, what ends it over, everyone knows Kinney ends the bed. Ends the Chalo, that's a question of Kosh Lashikha, that bed will lead to Tuesday, go get involved in the thing of Kosh Lashikha. Probably one of the very yodic thing that Ilm says over is that everyone knows that any food or drink that goes in the bathhouse into a Besakise, through a throw over there, and make sure not to bring food into the bathroom, do the Maitzak go eat it over there. So the question is, go find me a car for that. Go find me a car for that. So the similar Chaim Yerush Chaim Zonikol, the Isthmus question, he said, what's halacha? It's very clear, it's a behitiv, it's a megillah. He writes over there, do not eat in the Besakise. Right, does not say don't bring food inside. It says don't eat. If I say if anything don't bring food inside, oh my, yes, call it's water. Not a problem here, not a shiloh. Therefore, the Debetzino, who has all these things about the Bubbas, this said no. This is why it's water. No problem. He writes the Lipik book. No problem. Okay, why this over that? Not sure. Lipik book. Shlomo Zalman, no problem. Or let's see, no problem. Of Yashim, Kodashani, Mutlach Hilah. I don't know. So the time of Hogan means now my Rashmi bells, which are the first bells of Rebbe. I'm not sure what that one is. First bells of Rebbe. Maisa, he was mapping upon it. He might say he was the Kutuba Rift, that's where he mapped, the Shach HaMaya, Rav Scheinberg, we was a friend, Maisa Machmer, where they coming from? Two avenues. Yishali. Havoyah Elim says so, that's the meaning. But he says, we have a story now for it. We know the gate, the base, the gate Sigur Ruach Ro. We'll get to Eichlim Mashkim Tak Samito. Sigur Ruach Ro. Sheritim Maisa has Ruach Ro. I mean, with Manach Chazal, you walk to the bathroom without using the bathroom itself, without using it. Just walking in, Ruach Ro, you walk out, you have to wash your hands. Today's big Ruach, you have to knock the hour of the base Kisei Parasori. Otherwise, for myself, in those times, the Ruach Ro. So now the question is, like my kids asked me, came for a home before Purim, they had each one had their own 30 Shalach Moses to give out, you know, you have 6, 7, 8 kids, 9 kids, whatever, each one has their 30, like 250 of them, where do you put them exactly? So like, put it underneath the bed, like, come on, it's Ruach Ro. Fine, so put it in the bathroom, you know, that's also maybe Ruach Ro, right? There's even a doctor here. So what do you go do exactly? You're so far, you put in the closet, you put in the closet, the bottom stuff with all the clothing in the bottom anyway, nothing's hanging in the closet anyway. So, but the Maisa, do you have to be mocked that far over here? The Maisa, they'll say, yeah, by Ruach Ro. I said, Shlishi, they'll say, yes, you're right. Chilo, the Eved, if it was done that way already, come along the Maram Brisk, that's Blavdi, or Shdubuch of Vosner. I said, the Eved was there in the bathroom, brought something in by accident, was there, no problem here. So, Maisa, again, so we have, I'm hoping to show you this about bringing things to the bathroom. I think the oil is more medactic upon that than some of the other things I said before. And about not making sure, don't, everyone knows, you tell a kid, don't bring food into the bathroom. If you do, fine. This is what to be sarach on. Now, what does it mean, food into the bathroom, in the machmirah? So, the machmirah speak out that the loch is dafkin again to food, not things that are not food. For example, where do you keep your medicine? Where's your medicine cabinet? In the bathroom. Right? So, we know every safe, the Maisa is not a problem. A gum, whichever cross it gets involved with, depends, you make a bracha upon the medicine. Certain times, let's say you hold, you make a bracha on tongues, and you hold this food, have you put in the bathroom over here. So you get involved, if you make a bracha, you should not put in the bathroom, for those who are machmer. Otherwise, it's not lethal, not a problem. There's a kind of Kievsky having your bathroom, your toothpaste, and your tooth and mouthwash. It's not lethal. I mean, I know the kids might swallow the cherry ones over there. Mice are still not lethal over there. It's not lethal. They swallow a lot of things. They swallow coins, right? So no difference over here. So mice is not lethal kind of lethal over here. The gate to a bathhouse per se, they point out the Gemara and Shabbos stop them out of being down. It's just, do you make a bracha when you drink water in the bathhouse? So no, you have to go out to the middle room or the other room, but not in the finished room, the end room, and the arm over there, to see a lot of drink there. See, the only chumrah is only in a case like you say, not a case of a bathhouse over here. We're not coming all this from. Go over here, I can't pass here, Vosel wants to be machmer.
What does that really rope table?
No, you have to some bubbles. You have to ask whatever the mini-oil is, whatever the bubbles are. An interesting shell is, you have a water fountain outside. So, the water fountain downstairs, on the first floor, first, and before, that had a pipe going, taking the water from the bathroom. They switched it, and now they made a whole wire on top going from the sink, all over the door over there. And one of the reasons is, because people are moving a fact bank, the water's going through the bathroom. Through the bathroom. And we were in there for real, for years, the water fountain went to the bathroom over there. And we had to follow the question over there, do we really have to be machmed? It's like, against somebody's face over there. Ridiculous, right? Like, who's that? Like, well, do we really have to be machmed upon it? So they get involved with a couple of reasons, again. Now those, let's go to the stories over here. First of all, a base kisei of our base kisei. So you have to be machmed upon this halacha of bechlal. That means come along with the Dain Weiss and Shuva and Avazar and Mustafa Chachma and Sisliyazar and Shev Kossi, all five of them are Shuvas about it. They're saying ours be more lax than their bathrooms. Why? Because we know that our bathrooms are based Kisei Parasori. Based Kisei Parasori means that Soya does not stay there, the flush should go away. In those days, the based Kisei, when you had Soya, it stayed there, the Oim Avad. Therefore, there was Mamsha place in Ruach Ro. Our Soya goes away. It's Mabucha today, if you go into the bathroom, you have to wash your hands when you come out. Some say yes, some say no. Therefore, the all starve is a sniff. Not the reason why you make a lot of our bathroom being food inside, because my son will get a face kiss of parasite, and therefore won't be a bayam and sugar of ruach ro.
Who say no?
What?
Who says you don't have to?
Wash your hands, take out the piskin shuvas and simadali, his lips are locked right now. Well, the door locked him there. Another thing they point out, the having it covered, is there an hatter? Again, come on, Debatino, Avosner, and Shdomach said, Maisa covering. Now why covering? Covering Shiba Ruach Kodesh does not work by case of Taksamito. Because you said the home of Kodesh is to come from the Oilam says over, Oilam says covering life does not work over here. But it depends where you're coming from. So actually it comes out and it gets the pipe to go through the bathroom. Number one, you have to realize those say the basic key say mutal chila, no problem from the Zalman of the Yashim, the Batina Khodashan, no problem with Khatila out. Even those who are Machmer, maybe our basic kisses are different. But even those who are Machmer, maybe the Bukhus is different. Pukhazi, once in the beard to be Machmer Yishali, one of the Mechel Pukhazi. Again, if the mayor switched it, who is the mayor of this country over here? Downstairs they switched it. Here's Shlod and Pukhazi. I checked this morning, they switched. It's over this, it's over the door. What?
It was only from
I don't know, it was coming through the same, they had a pipe going there, to, it went, they had it right through the door and into the bathroom. Yeah, fine. Okay, that's not what the bomb is up. They did discuss, they asked him kind of asking about nursing in the bathroom. Nursing. So, as he did some discussion, he said, Medina again is no nursing. He says, maybe it's Ruach Ra, so if you don't have to, don't do that. Tatsnius and Chak, you have to kiss my pussy to that. And this from the difference from the Vavuth, it didn't come out, it went straight from the udders to the mouth of here. So maybe they come out of here, each one of fine. My Salvada is a mile and a half, that's the Yamhoggle. And they're fine, but if I don't kiss crying, we're not medactic upon this. Another thing the Ilum says over, everyone knows a pregnant lady is not going to the Pesach Forest. Everyone knows. There's some time from the shopping, the Makar. Yeah, very simple. No Makar. Well, what's the Shiloh there? Nefel Yasha said, no problem. Avosa said, Rapelski says, what's the Shiloh there? So I show you, either it's a Moshe's question. So Maisa, question Machmer. Shash be Mapa the child over here. And the Siaka says to Maisa Machmer. Dain Weiss has a chuba about this. And Chilik Yod says, Dain Weiss says, I do not know any Makar. We have the Rashba. The Rashba says, what an ancient Moshe? But the bubble was not. He said, the Mahari Kodesh over here, the bubble's over here. They have Moshe Aaron Freund, said to him, Machmer, Habnevsky, to the Gold Seal, they wrote the Meister to be Machmer over here. Now, again, Yeshu Yiddish, the Muberses are simply known this idea over here. They sound like they have a Messiah over here, not where it's coming from. There's no Makar for it. Muchud Yishalayim, not many ways to not go to a basic forest. After going to Klippus over here, what bothers me more is what does say in Shulchan Aruch, what the seminaries are doing. In Shulchan Aruch comes out, quote to Mishmura, that no girl, until she goes to Mikvah, is allowed to go to basic chorus. And yet they're taking the girls to all these places over here. That does say in Shulchan Aruch, from Mishmura. Elmai tell me, yes, the Chai Odomo argues only when they roi dam over his ulcer, and not with it, not to live on the Mikvah. The funny, if 100 girls in the seminary, the statistics tells you, you're telling girls to go, when they're not allowed to go to Shulchan Aruch. So without the bubbles, Shulchan Aruch straight to not let go over here. Stamma Kasha is every single 70, and everyone asks me the same thing. The Eilam does, right? The other 70 anger tells it. I've got a clear answer, because I know the we have to take on the Eilam, we take on the Chumrah. I don't think we take on the Kula against what's in Shulchan Aruch. But somehow, every 70 has to compete with the other one, and they seem to go over here. Yesh Lom is coming from. I've got the Shevet Kossi as a true one, the Chelagil is Kossi. But let's say it's times of a yard site, even though she's Muberis, not the case right now. But she's Muberis, yes, she can go. We can raise Tzadikim, yes, she can go. Fine. But you can tell me they're going on the ship to raise Tzadikim, go to Swaz, you're passing numerous places that are not raise Tzadikim, and you get the Tzadikim over there. Fine. So let's look at the Ilm Choshish. Next idea we have, what's said in Sefei to focus on this Indian, is that we have a sugya here having. Oh, so actually, that we spoke about what Shulchan Aruch is bad, but we'll do it a different time. We discussed this like 10 different cases in the Gesh, Shulchan Aruch is bad. So you both answer it. Yeah, but the Ilm says so. Yeah, that's the Makar. The Ilm. Now, there's a sugya here in Sefei, the idea of Eichel Mashkin Taksamito. We in the Gesh, I was just now about strollers, you get sleeping over here. We have flights over here, nobody's eating food over here. Then again, it's halacha, so I'll try to do it a little bit slower. First, the idea of having things underneath your bed, there are two different sugyas. One is the Gemara, and it's often that with your bays, the sixth line over there. It's brought down the Oichel, the Mashkin, Taksamito, even the Mechupa, Bekli, Barzel, Ruach, Ruach, Sherler. Very clear, the Gemara that says things underneath your bed over here, even if it's closed over here with a metal container, Ruach, Ruach. That's what brought down the Benchnal, the Gershom, the Shem, bring it down. The second cause, Ari Shalmi, son of Ami, Sichel Mechish, Mot the Bia Choshish for. Tafshilu Tusi Arso. That means not only the Shabbos education over here, that's sakono, it's not physical, and sakono also things that are spiritual over here. That's Pashim, it sounds like over here. That means that's how it's brought down again. Other Yishanim, Yinam, the Lashon Yishami, the Menachnam, Yinam, the Riffing, Yinam, the Rosh Rashba, Yinam, the Lashon Yishami. We have two Gemoras, one the Bavli and one the Yishami. The Beth Mu'id Yishami doesn't say what the problem is. The Bavli says, Ruacha. Yishami says, what? Nothing. Now, it sounds like it's in between the idea over here of things that are physically a problem. So, basically, you look at the Ben Yerucham, he says, what is the problem over here? It's like when things fall underneath your bed, maybe the things in a mazik. You get on top of it, you don't see it, you pick it up, and now you eat it. And what about the physical problem over here? Look at the Rambam when he brings down the Hunter of Tzayach, and what's the problem? Shem, Yipa boy, Dava, mazik, Ru, and he even nice doesn't see it. And he's not discussing the Sigur of Ruach Ra. Says the Chidah, the Rambam is the Shitosai. The Rambam does not hold the idea of Ruach Ra. Mazikim, and the ideas here, especially in this time here, the Shana Teva, so they bring it down, Lokha Maizah, has to be something that's physically a problem here. Even the smack when they bring it down, others bring it down, to the Sigur of Hezek. Maizah, other we shall bring down, the Babli, it says over here. The Babli Maizah says, as Ruach Hashayolayim, Benegeshin, Benechananel, the Raivit, the Ra, the Ran, the Kiyesh, the Ragu, they're all being down that way. And the Loshin of the Mechambai also, why he says the reason. He says, Ruach Hashayolayim upon it. The Kesem Mishnah on top of the Rambam says over on the Maisa two separate reasons. One mitzvah being mazik, you don't know what's going on underneath the bed. Sometimes a lot of things going on over there, and therefore it might be a danger to you. Second time, Sugi Ruach Ra, and therefore Yerushimam should be worried about both of them over here. Both of them over here. Maisa, each one has a Chura, a Svarva, a Kula, and a Chum over here. I mean, mitzvah the idea of being covered, they point out, it is out the Sugi over here of being mazik for you. Covering the mice will be mutter. That means that's the Rambam vision, covering will be mutter, as Ruach Ra, the mice will not be mutter. So the Drisha, the other way around, he said, that's one time there's no machlokes over here. Nafkamina is about the case of sleeping over here, or when a case is awake. The Babli is saying a case of Nafkamina when a person is sleeping. That's the Ruach Ra share upon it. Mashkin, the Shami is saying a case when you're awake. You fall underneath the bed, you take it out, they say there's magic over there, there's no machlokes. Every Drisha is saying it's like, that means each one has a milo and a chasarin, or a kula and a chobo. And the mice and the shaman say, well, you might have both reasons. We'll get to a mamish for your question. Again, lalocha, we have these two reasons, nafkamina upon the reasons, and again, the way the brachiyos, the reason come out, the chosh is the no machlokes, you cover both reasons over here. Again, lalocha, we've passed it very clear, the chava, the vosh, 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 the Vekim al oichlin tachos amito. Hagam, the Beshechum over here, the Chodin Hei, he brings down the Chochma Zodom. He says, you don't understand, there's moid motzai in the shtetl, people do, they'll take their lefes and the beitzim, the eggs, and put it underneath the bed. Hagam, the egg has a cleave on top of it. Maisel, what's the head over here? It's Ruach Ra over here. The Yavis and the Chochma Zodom, Belosh and Efsher, Kiv and Adosh, Be Rabbim, Shoyim, Besoyim, Hashem. No problem. Like you've seen in Shas numerous times. I mean, even though we have a Gemara, with a main arm, the cool over here, the Ilmiz Dosh over here, Maisa Kim Dosh Rabban Dosh, Shem Mishnah Moshe. Don't worry about it. I mean, Chokh Mazodim again, Belosh and Efsher. Maisa Archa Shulam says it over, but Akshar would not know about this, why Shem Mishnah Moshe? We're not worried about it sitting over here. I mean, people shy, Chai, the Kaim, Maisa underneath the bed, how can you eat it? Chokh Shulam says, don't worry. Chokh Mazodim, Belosh and Efsher, don't worry over here. Maisa, then the tzibah that we're part of, it was medactic, it was machmer. Machaber the poiskim. And the if so, it's still to the head they speak out as kim dosh rabban dosh, it doesn't apply to us if our tzibah mice is machmer. I mean, it's one point out that the piskat said the kavu chayim in the piskat shuva negate the milk with the other fish over there. Piskat shuva said, mice, why it's more than kim dosh rabban dosh? It's kavu chayim, that's for you, the Ashkenazim. It's rather than not dosh, we don't have this answer. If so, if we're back to the side of the halacha that we have to be able to didactic things underneath the bed, to be machmer with it. That was meant to be machmer with it. Let's say you have things underneath the bed. Shalach Moshe put it underneath the bed. You take it out. All the candy is stored over there. You take it out. Now you're looking at it. What do you go do with it? B'di'evet. What do you go do? So the Pesach Tshuva and the Kirega both send you a Shvus Yaakov and Shuva and the Chalipes. Over there he says that it says dafker lechatchila, do not put it there. Whereas the mechabes do not put it underneath the bed. Mechabes not say it's also. Mechabes words do not put my oichel mashka ma'isa underneath your bed over here. So he wants to say b'di'evah ma'isa smotra, so I'll be your chloriah. The Gemara Babasa, that the Chaz brings down, that person should not eat by Amoritz. Why? Because maybe the food is not Masukim, not take Shibus and Mises, case of travel over there. Fine. Therefore, what you have to go do, if you eat by them, you have to Ibn Miser. The Gemara is brought down, sorry, that was the numerous Gemara, not the Babasa. The Gemara Babasa, that the Chaz brings down, that a meat of a Tabach Chochom is different than a meat of Amoritz. Tabach Chochom, what's underneath the bed? Only your shoes or your sandals are in the winter or the summer. What's underneath the bed of Amoritz? An Itza Blum. Itza Blus. It's a warehouse underneath the Amoritz's bed. A warehouse over there. What over there says is underneath the bed, says Rashi? Eichlim, Vekadim is underneath the bed over here. That's where you keep things, underneath the bed over here. In fact, the Shos Yaakov, worrying about the food of Shubus and Mises. Get even Miser. They keep food underneath the bed, Ruach Ho over here. So tell a person not to eat the Amoritz, that's Ruach Ho. Because that's to keep the food out. It's a con over here. And it must be B'dievel and Maisa's motor. So that actually would be B'dievel's motor. Meaning, once it's B'dievel, the Chachil and Goyet. Like, go to eat by Amos, the Chachil and Goyet. Once in case of B'dievel over there. Now, just the Musa Shaboy, if your room is Balagan, you're Amoritz. You know, if your room is clean over there, you know, it's Hamachochim. If you want to know, actually, if you want to know what type of person who he is, just go through and go check it out. Now, our beds next, so I know there's no place underneath the bed, you know. Some of them are like double beds, you store things underneath there anyway. But the mice, you go to the person's bedroom, see what type of person he is by how it's kept over there. Let's double study.
What's the problem with
kettle? Oh, what?
What's the problem with
kettle? Oh, so we'll get to the record. Right, we'll the so mice, it comes along, most are being down. I look at the evil mice, it's. It can be a case of smota, the other farm, the page being down that way, and therefore, handing a swarm, the Moshe, no problem, dying fish, no problem, the Sharman, the Vosner, the Shmuel Kamleski, the Shai Vlitsky, the Shani, and Mysa, most of them come along and say, Habi from say, Bidyev is not a Baya. However, you go on further in the Pesach, the next one afterwards, maybe two afterwards, you come along and brings down from, being down the Venus Odom, the Chosmos Odom, Chosmos Odom brings down that he heard that the Goyim had a radish with a split pack Samito. He told the person to cut it up into small pieces and to throw it where no one could go find it. Go throw it in the garbage. So see the Goyim says, could you have it? Throw it in the garbage. Now, if you read the Pesach Shuv further, it sounds like he passed on the Shos Yaakov. According to the Machlokes, the Goyim says, even if you have it, throw it in the garbage over here. So those who want to ask the Goyim to be machmor upon himself. Okay, who like? Meister the Chidos says to be machmor over here. The Chetzedek, the Ben Ishchai, the Marsham, Shlomo Zalman says to be machmor. The Yatsa, the Klezmer says to be machmor. The Miami Bells, that's the handicap, I don't know which one it is. The Bells, we have a sense of Maisa Machmer, the Reish Aleph. Or the Tzian, what? The Baron? The one Friediger. So the Tzian says to be Machmer, Nashi Klein says to be Machmer, half of the Machmer says to be Yatsim, do not even give it to a guy. So the Miami Bells says, even to a dog, don't give it to her. Maybe he's a good for you, he'll blow you there. The Maisa says, even to a dog, not going to give it to her. Chaim says, Maisa be Machmer. So go to place on both sides of the Yemen, what do you go do?
Hamir yeah. Sakan
what's the side of what's your machlekes? So let's make a bunch of shlavim over here, because it's the game here. Yeah, great question. So first, to answer, you get involved in the question, do you say a svek sveko by Sakala? You have to realize already by now, number one is we have already the Aruch HaShulch and the Chok Bazonim says, Kim Dosh Berab Dosh, Shem Hashem Hashem, Vashon Ab Mdaktek. But oh, you have to know the B'dievel, my smutter, she really have a svek to be mindful. Could be that's why it's brought down the Chaznish when he had the food underneath the bed. They bring down, they said to go send it to Yeshiva, a Tversian, in Nebrach, they said to go give it to Aniyim. Maybe he's wearing after Sukhba Tashkas, Agami Sholdis from the Sayyid, you mean Mathmer, after Rafa, there's no doing about Tashkas. Fine. Mice again, he might say, Hefsimu, maybe as Shemitz Loide Davara, or as Hefsimu, might say, he sent to Yeshiva. So he was Mathmer himself. That people know about, otherwise it's sent to the Niyam Yeshivas. So it could be getting tummy, you have a Svek Sveko, on the Hefsim Ruba, on the case of Shem Mitzvah De Dovara. Say, take it further over here. What exactly is the getter over here of this Eichlum Mashkin Taksamito? It means first, if it's covered, does that help? Again, the Gemara says very clearly, and that from Yabet, Afilu, Bechupa, Bevarazel, the mice does not work. The mice is brought down that way by the Shach and the Paiskim. Nah, Shiloh. About the grass, kids, about does not work. Now, that, if it's signed and sealed, Sirim Chasumim, so the Ben Shchai also, Maisa, does not work over there. About Kli B'Toy Kli. Kli B'Toy Kli. It wasn't what Taina, what the Gemara says, one package, Havilah Lois, and more what the Gemara says, and Kli B'Toy Kli, Yesh Lachal. each lata. When you get to one of those cases, you get to correctly, it's always come out always clean. Maisha Shlomo Zalman asked this question. He says, even Chum of Barzal, as words that even 10 candles should be a problem. The Chodeshani said to me, Machbam Chakviyaki says, Maisha, what's the title we have to be making over at the end of the day? It's who, the more it doesn't speak out, one clean, 10 clean, 20 candles. Over here, Maisha, at the end of the day, Maisha, it's inside something, it has no heter, there's no protection over here. But again, we can bring it down to the tier of a cholapach, as well as the mice we make. Numerous times you have food inside a shopping bag, the food is always covered, so the shopping bag is clean, very clean. Then when you get the cases, what? How that makes a difference. One can be killed, right? Only two can't, here one. The shopping bag is not killed. No, only the wrapper over the. I don't think it makes a difference anyway. I don't think the shopping bag is killed, no. Another thing they discuss is under whose bed we're discussing over here. That means underneath a yid's bed, or about underneath a guy's bed? Why should guy be any different? Come to the Suya Ruach Ra, go to Lochan Simin Dal Norachayim. Over there, discussing the gate to Negel Vasser, who has to wash their hands. Says the Svarim over there, who has to wash their hands? Only a yid, give out a case of a cotton, but not a case of a guy. Therefore, the Oilus Moshe says, and the guy, that bed might say, not a problem. Shua Shai, Priya Sada, Shulchan Chai. Love come up, says that way. Tal Shani, Degel Farm says, Goyim, Vadin Ruach Ra upon them. The actual Belsky might set him up over there. Why myself began the place to speak out? Might he can make it a tzirif over there. Tzirif. Shmir's go for nefesh, because now what kind of mummer is get of a goy? You have to know we're getting it from Chal Vesel, Shabbos, get of a goy there. Who are you, Shlodim? Might it comes out, we have again, we're building, we go through different cases over here that will make this the whole purpose of a tzirif over here. To again get clear the sugya, really there are two questions, discussing the object and discussing the bed. And yet, something underneath the bed. What is discussing underneath the bed? What is the object over here? And then the bed itself. What is the nichol the category of the bed over here? First, the gear to the oichel itself. You read the Bavli. The Bavli says oichlin u'mashkin. Read the Yishalmi. It says the case of tavsho. What the mechaber kamel will go do? Read tziruf. He says tavsho u'mashkin. Why tavsho u'mashkin? Is it oichel u'mashkin or tavsho? What do you go do over here? So. When Moshe did a true about the Chelkim, he said, "Talking sas, what exactly do you mean the dafka tafshul? Unless it is not a tafshul. Tafshul is something that's cooked over here. Something not cooked, can you make over here? So talking sas, what means anything over here? Really, it's the case of the grain. It's for sure over here brings down the grain, discussing what's the loch in the gear to raw food. What's the loch in raw food? The Chalk was understood to say raw food before it's cooked, not a problem. And it's very good to show the one. Mechab says tafshul or mashke. Maisi goes up further. The Bina Sodom, it says, however, there's a Maisah from the grain that indicated that Snain that was underneath the bed over here, and he cut it up into small pieces and threw it in the garbage. Now, the Snain over here shows not cooked, there's a case of Tzuroah, Maisah saying to be Machm over here. Look at the grounds, have been oil in the kitchen, Maisah, they're Machm with all foods over here. Maisah is making this one to say, not to the Chalak, and Gram Chalak was on the Sadden, why not? It was over here, that case of a Tafshul, that's what they're raw over here.
Maybe something that's not really like it, like it's like cooked.
Absolutely, it gets cooked. No, again, they were actually the food, I mean like our radishes. Our radishes, and we spoke about one of those two Charif Tanfov, the white radish, the red radish, the lemon radish is over there. And Chaim Volozhin says, their radishes are not ours. Chaim Volozhin says, their radishes are very sharp, and they were, and our radishes are not sharp, and they want to make them white ones. I told to tell people them. Okay, you can.
That's not
doing
being cooked,
is it?
It's sharp. It's just
as
a spice.
Okay. He's saying we're raw food, the penis on them. Look it up. Another case, discussing underneath the bed, the food, the object. Let's say if I take your food and put it under my bed without your knowledge, is it in the raw food? So Benishkai, what's the Mechadish? Says, I can't ask the double shade of Shalai. Can't do that. Benishkai Donovan says, you know, it has a share nicker, can't pay for it. Mice over here, he had no koyach besides tashlum enough to pay for it, so there's no koyach over here. Ruach Ra also did not use dabik to it. Mice over there, it's a title over here, and all the items should always see by the faces, Ruach Ra is Ruach Ra. Doesn't look who the owner is, who owns it, it's yours, not a person over here. There is Pan Kiyeski and the Mazilb over here, it was Shabbat Shem Kossi, it was real, all come on the time, it's Ruach Ra, or Shaq, who don't know where it is. Mice, when they discussed the question from Zalman, made it zero. say the Kolmokim, maybe it's not his Yenor, I can answer it. So again, what can I do with Machlokes? Well, the Kolmokim is a Tzirif, you can ask it somewhere it's not yours. From where to be now, from Zamtin, they get the Tzirif of Kolmokim. Now, we're thinking about food myself that is not Achilo. I mean, it's because, let's say, a person takes Shem and Zayis, he wants life for like as from like. Says, these are the mice not used for achilah, this is not for achilah rochah. The light with it is not problem with them. Once it's not negated to achilah, this goes again, medicine, the medicine cabinet. Is there a problem over here? Or can you put it underneath your bed? If you put medicine underneath your bed, is there a problem? So again, the issue of Shalmazam, and he wants to kind of mice, that this is oichel mashkin, tashel mashkin. These are oichel mice, not a problem. And even come out all this whole mice ago, therefore, if it's medicine that's, that you do not make a bracha on, so it's not a problem. Those make a bracha, you start arguing the point, maybe you do have a problem. And there is oichel over here, yishlof over here. Somehow, I see this problem discussed vitamins underneath the bed, and the Shalom Zalman said, mice said to be machma upon it. Mice to be machma upon it. Like, I'm a chodeshani, but never tell chakyeksim, and they mice not oichel over here. Mice not oichel, why machma upon it? But cigarettes underneath the bed, so no one has cigarettes. But my thing, if you smoke on Yom Tov, I'll call nefesh. Start crying the shayla. Nefesh. I don't know. My thing, actually, this question again. Cigarettes, says he's talking, it could be a by of sakon over there. They should not have it in the whole entire house. Now, the suffer with myself, not kind of suffer with myself. Now, the get to kelim underneath the bed, as you mentioned before, what shall the get to kelim? So again, the Gemara Masa discusses that what the top chokhmah have underneath his bed says in the winter and summer he either has shoes or sandals and nothing else. The Gemara Masa has a itza blus or itza blum, pen of Gershi over there. It's a warehouse. Say the Ben Gershon, what does that mean over there? Say the Ben Gershon, Oslo Nech Eichlin, Umashkin, Bekalin, Achim, Taksamita. Ben Gershon says over, a person can now have Kalin, Maisa, underneath a person's bed over here. Kalin. So, now it's because of Eichel Mashkin, what happened in the case of him, it's the sugya of Kalim over here. So there is a question to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, if you read the Ben Gershon or Agrila numerous times, you see it's molly mistakes. Things have to be corrected and changed over there. And the question is, before this little in the category of one of the mistakes, the new prince came out to the Ben Gershon, and the mice is, they took out the Kalim, it's not there, it's a mistake in Islam. They found the Xavier, the mice is not there, and Shlomo Zalman was Geyser, it came out. That's not there anymore. I mean, it comes down to Oichel cannot be underneath, Kalim Maisa can be underneath. Another question is, could a person be underneath? What does that mean? It means you have bunk beds. Bunk bed, right? Someone sleeps on top, the Ziruach Bo, affects the Oichel Mashkin. Can a person not sleep underneath over here? Yeah, it falls not here. So you do listen. So the Maisa of Shlomo Zalman, there was asking this question over here. And he said, Maisa, there's no, even though the Israel are going to get to Eichel, but Chazal said Eichel and Mashkin. The person, Maisa, has no problem. The Mazobo, Maisa, there's no problem. Maisa, it comes out again. So the get to what's underneath the bed is very simple. Eichel or Mashkin, that's the problem here. Tafshin is the problem. How is not the get to Kalim, not the get to medicine, not the get to people? That's not this in the category of buy underneath the bed. Now the question is, what is a bed? What does that mean? What does he say to the Issa Shavari? So first, this one like quoting first the Mili de Chasidoso, that's the Bichacho, and he says, Dafka med that has Tashu Shemito. However, a regular bed, no problem. Both have Isho, no problem. Now, the one bring it down, and the seems to be sharing the place, but not that way. And again, every Sefer of Shuvat has as a sniff. As a sniff, we get to sniff him out of it. They're not worried about this Indian, because we have Bichacho, it says, there's no Rochal, that's the case of Mika, that Tashu Shemito.
That was Don Tashu Shemito or that?
Rak midas shabo tash b'shamita, masha kin mita l'sheina l'vad, gam shal isha, yeshlim dekil, v'koshka shal ish, dekil b'yaser. What does that mean? Does it mean in those days that a man's bed, a lady's bed, and a bed for tash b'shamita? Maybe, not sure. But that means the kids' beds in the house, right? That's not a kid's bed, right? Or we'll get the stroller over here, or the akalah. Akalah, no, right? We'll get the airplane over here, right? That's first of all the mito here. Now, also build upon this, discussing what the bed is, you have oichem taksa mito. Problem. Let's say the mito is a bunk bed. Now, when the guy on top is sleeping, you're on bottom eating your chips over there, reading your tafyayim before you go to sleep over there. Do you have a baya of this Ruach Rani Kedikas over here. Because he used to be a top, and not to be the person, he's fine. But can he eat over there? Can he eat enough? There's a Shlomo Zalman, and the Yashiv, and the Chodesh Shadim, and the Chodesh Shadim, and the Chodesh Shadim, and others. Maisel say, yeah, you can't do that. It's Ruach 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 attack. Some people there. Maisel should be a problem. What? Oh, we're going to take, okay, well, you're really asking. Now, I said one case over here where he's on, again, it's kind of a case over here where the guy's sitting on top, and the food's in the middle. But let's say the food's on the bottom. What is that exactly? That means the guy's sleeping on top, and the food underneath the bottom bed over there. Is that two separate levels? What's the chilek? What does that mean? What's the question? That means, let's say someone is sleeping right now over here in the basement. The food underneath is also a problem. That means in every house, right, we have five flights, six flights, seven floors over here. If someone's sleeping six floors above, all the food is taksamito. And therefore, come home and ask for all the food, six flights or 50 flights, all down. No, that's a separate level, that's a separate entity over here. So come on, everyone understand simply that the Rishus HaCharis does not have that bayah. Bayah is taksamito, what's underneath it to the floor. Rishus HaCharis is different. Then we can discuss, if you have a bunk bed, underneath the bottom bunk bed, when the guy's sitting in the top bunk bed, what is that? The father says, that's Rishus HaCharis. Maisim Shamazam, but then was always said, no, Maisim, that's an all in one room over here. And she questioned, I had to look upon it, is that a different level? The Ruach Ruah cannot get to it, and no, the Maisa says it's one room over here, and it's one Roshus over here, not the Roshus to get to Shabbos. Then you would have a Baya. Interesting question. That seems to be the question. That seems to be the Shaila. And the answer is good Shaila, Machalikis.
The guy sleeps on the floor.
No, that's the Shusacharis. We never heard of that. Shusacharis. Yeah. Now, the one of the main fundamental questions to get to Taksa Mito is, what's the Yisoid over here? Is the Yisoid the Mito or the sleeping? Is the problem that's underneath the bed is a problem? Or underneath the bed when someone's sleeping and the sleeping is causing it? Is the sleeping or the bed? The Makoda comment for sleeping is a Torah Chaim about 400 years ago. He comes and says, what's the Yisoid of the Gemara to Asa al Shruachro? So, you know why? Because the Gemara in the Rachas says over that misa, the sleeping is 1/60th of death. I know people cynically say how geshmak death must be. Fine, for myself, sleeping is 1/60th of death over here. So, since we have 1/60th of death, it's Ruach Ruah misa over here. Therefore, the sleeping of sleeping is what's causing over here. Therefore, what happens to a person, myself, is underneath the bed, there's no one sleeping there. Is there a sugya of sakana of Ruach Ruah? So it really depends if the saying the said over here means not sleeping, built upon Torah's Chaim. There's a question the stipler says, no problem. No problem. Why no sleeping over here? The Yashu went this way, or both of them, it's fine, no problem. Atzah Sheni, they went to the stipler's son of Chaim, which says, the Gemara says, Mito. The Gemara does not say anywhere, the Gemara says, Mito. You see anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch say, the Gemara says, over here, a case of sleeping. There was an underneath the Mito, Yabayah, it's on the Sugya of Ruach over here. And therefore, Shai Tabliski went this way, the Yosef Shach went this way, but the Mazilba, they come along and say, the Bayam is on the Sugya of sleeping. Okay, we have two Hanhogas in Klai Yisrael, the Bayah is sleeping, and Bayah is a bed. Now, the Moin Am says sleeping. That's what Moin Am says over. You wake up, fine, they wash your hands out. But what is our Sugya? Masking. No, if he's a, that told us that. Lemaisa, they do point out, yes, again, we have two sides over here, what to go do. Could be why the Oyim is more Mekel Dafkin sleeping. You have to realize, again, we celebrate, number one, Kim Dosh Rabban Dosh Rabban Sam Hashem, Koch Mazam, Orcha Shulchan. Second, the Evan, we have a Shvus Yaakov already, the great place can go with. But most times, the meat's not negated, the Sugya of Tashmish. Most times, the case of Kleeb Tai Kleeb. So now the question is, when you have these four plus, is the Mito sleeping? Maybe the Oyim took on sleeping. Like, I mean, Shalom, why that's so? Where's the Mechabah, the Mora's case of meat over there? Take it the other way. That means we have a. We'll take it another way. Same question. We have meat and sleeping. The bunk biker. Person is sitting on a bench. That's not a mito. And he puts his head down during Seder or Beinus Torah. Each one to his own. Now, this food underneath, is there a problem over there? If you go inside a sugya mito, this bench is not a mito. Even the guy lies on it, it's not a mito over here. It's something to lie upon, the bench. If they get to sleeping, come on sleeping. That means he comes out. The cool is the chumrah. Those want to say it's a dinadafkin sleeping. So any bed underneath the seder when you're not sleeping. If so, but when you're sleeping and there's no bed over there, so you have to have a ruach ruah. those say that did it daka mita, a bench maisa would not be a problem over there. So the interesting shaila maisa again, the binyan olam, Yitzchak Isaac Chover, you know, 1700s, he brings down from the goyim. The goyim maisa is one time the sugar was inside the box. First of all, see the top of a box, he asked for the sugar. Why? It sounds like Rabbi Sadler should go here of sleeping. Torah's Chaim. The Bible is closing it. The Ruach law. For them to sleep over here. Not seek different death. The Rosh Tovach Maisha said to be Machmo over here. When Yom is Chut, when Yom is down, Torah's Chaim. Sleeping. The Bible says to give sleeping. So Hashem, Yisrael, Yashem says, no. It's a mito. It wasn't a mito. Shukunar says mito over here. If a Maisha should be Mutter. It's a Zilobach. Good question. Shos Yaakov. But you have the Maisha, you can't be Michael. As again, you have these building blocks, you get involved with what do you say the Israel here is, or the Sakon over here is. There's a cross between the pillow and the blanket. You know, you have something over there, you have one down on top of the pillow. Is there a problem over there? It has to be taksamito. That means you have food on your bed that's underneath your pillow and you want to sleep. Or even a farm that's there. So the Dr. Chuba brings down Mizmul David, it says it has to be taksamito that goes to the floor. Here it goes not to the floor. It's somewhere that's above the floor. So once not above the floor, my see what's the makel. If the Yafal of Ave, and most of our see some of the time in Francisco, Shem Kossi, we don't my see makel unless it's a case that goes to the floor over there. It should be Omer from the Yevon, so it's definitely makel. My see the Tisla points out, we just said the game before, it's inside the box, didn't go to the floor. Which points out before that we see that those are argued that not go to the floor, it has to be underneath where you're sleeping over here. Yeah, but the box is the floor, but here also the bed goes to the floor. The thing itself is not touching the floor. The words are has to be on the floor, Mamish. We'll get to why the problem is down over here. Now, a person, let's say he goes to sleep and he puts it in his pocket, puts that down over there, also their problem. So again, that's not taksamito. It's a taxi of body over here. Mice again, the ist, the other, the sherekosi, the mice, the watayin, at the end of the day, it's not taksamito. It's not under where you're sleeping over here. Maestro one time, no problem over here. It can be on yourself. Only the other maestro can be Michael. Let's discuss the two main cases. Number one, the case is flying, and the case is strollers. You get to flying first. You come there, go to a flight, you want to eat some food, more than just what they serve you. So, again, let's go, you're going economy, right? Fine. So, we're giving you a food over here. So, to put it on top, that's not a problem. To put it maestro in storage, even if it's the storage underneath you, might be at a different level, that's not a problem. You want to take it on the flight itself to go eat it over there. So you bring it with you, you carry on. They tell you always, you got to put it underneath. Now, underneath you, you might say, not really go over there, no place there. You put it underneath the guy in front of you. Now, you tell the guy, do me a favor, when you go to sleep, tell me about it. Like, oh, wait, what are you doing? You put it underneath the guy underneath you. So again, some people call business, don't know what that means, but why is it a company? Now, what's the law for that case? So let's go shlap by shlap, just point out the criterion. Number one, the guy in front of you, is he a Yid or a guy? Don't know. Maybe a guy, if he's a guy, lap by screen, no problem. Lap by screen. Number two, it's a chair. Well, how much they tell you it's a bed, it's a chair. Right? He's sleeping on a chair. If you hold that look as a mito, then, well, that mahalach, what's the bayas? He talks a mito there. Number three, it's not a mito of Tashmish a mito, you know the halacha mito there. Not a Tashmish mito. Number four, the Mishnah is talking about the Sukhiv Arai. That'd be something that's a kfiyas, not a kfiyas of a sleep over here. Number five, they say, Cholopop, you have Chachmazod, or Chacholchon. Oh, yeah, Kimdash Brahm Dosh, Shem Shem Hashem, so, case of flying. Number six, they point out, the Ever Makel, and the other say, when you're stuck, you have no option, the Shas Kach, the Nichol category of the Ever, which the Nichol even Chatil can go to. Number seven, they say, is usually, think about it, it's clean, but I clean, I've also got clean, no problem. What is it? Your sandwich is inside the bag, it's inside the plastic bag over there. So you have a buzz over there. So my sister should be no problem. Then for these reasons, when it is the question to Yashiv, or to a buzz, or Nashik Klein, he says, not a mito, my sister no problem there. There's Strumber, Fabelski, Mishnah Yosef, if you want, the Yalti Yosef has 10 reasons why my sister should make over there. So you have to get, you realize, we have a Gemara, they have to know what the Klein, what the Gemara are. So to ask it, it's come out not shy to really go to the shores here to ask for it. Sada Shani, Torah's Chaim, sleeping. Guy slept over there. Kumar's Kantami Sura, it's very dangerous over here. Shamim, Kantanievsky, Nemtsal, Zilbashi over here, Amy Kachuva, Maisa, what's your head over here? How can you do that over here? Maisa, that corner, you have food over here. Because you're hungry over here, they give you enough food. Because you're not enough for like, So drink a little less. You get off the flight over, you can eat this food over here. So there are questions how to look upon it. Mikan l'kan. What you're going to do is a great question. If you can somehow just keep your food next to you, you know, you fall asleep on top of it, what's the local there is. So you, what do you, how do you sleep? You put it inside the, probably you have a thing in front, but you have to hold the container in front, you pull it open, put it inside, get smashed over here. So get smashed, you want to smash it over there, sleep, put it on this, someone's sleeping over there.
I have
like
that.
What? When he leans back. I have his back, right here, so you also have a problem here. Great challenge. So Elamite, you really got to put it on top. You know, the overhead, yeah, there's no space there. It's just a sandwich on top over there. So next to you, somebody always get your tefillin on top of there. You can also get your sandwich right next to it.
Travel agent.
You should tell him you have to buy a business. He's going to be a real travel agent. Tell him you have to get a business. Mike's again. The sword that's not a mito is a shtakis sword over there. Have a little oyster more because I'll say it's not my. I said sword, it's not a mito, it's not a mito over there. Fine. And, they do point out. They do point out that if when he's not sleeping, there's no reason to be machmor. That means those times underneath the bed when not sleeping to be machmor. Mice, over here when they're not sleeping, you have no reason to be machmor. It's not a sugyo of mito, it's not a mito. It's not a sugyo of sleeping, he's not sleeping. So he's not sleeping, you put it there. I mean, you have a short flight, you know the guy's not going to go to sleep, whatever the case is. That's only not a shayla. You get to first class, business class. Oh. So Messian takes a fire on Chilgal, if you want to have Istan, you this question over here. She wrote to him, now it's how a business class over here. Maisa, the sat over here, to those who are to matter in regular looking matter business classes work, that is a mito. That is a mito, right? They open up, that's a bed over here. So then so back, he doesn't know what the heter of his makami class, so what do you want me for business class over here? So that's his territory over there. Nice over there, there is more to get the question, because you lost down the heter of mito, because the bed's been argued stark, that is a bed. Forget, they made a bed that can be also to a chair. Okay, they didn't make it to a chair, they made it to a bed, all around. The bed, they make it also to a chair over there. Takla, for those who are Nagea, it's a great question, but I think the Tzim over here, I take it back, some people in the Tzim, maybe it is Nagea, but a great question to think about, but actually those people, for some reason, they don't bring their own food on the flight, they have some good food over there, so the question not Nagea is that reason over there, they have a Besser mention, a Besser, yeah. Another question, build upon this, is the same idea over here, is when you go on a bus, also when you travel, you go, let's say it's fast $5, take the food with you, things with you, what do you go do with it? So they point out, first of all, everyone's trying to discuss, you have a double-decker bus. So the guy sits on top of the bayah on the bottom. So no, it's a separate level over there. So Elamai, you put it in the bagage. Also, it's a separate level over there. So Elamai means, what's the case over here? You put it by your seats underneath the guy's chair over there. So what's the law in that case? Well, what's the same thing you get to flights, whatever that over there is. The same thing, the same thing to chair. Numerous stories, you have 10 stories watching Michael. The Chilo maybe not. Yishol, Yishol. Next, the Ikishal de Sugyo. You have a stroller, a baby carriage. Everyone knows you have a base bassinet underneath, and you put the food over there, and your wife comes home, and you're just on the sugya now, and she just went shopping, she spent time with Isha's Chayla over here. And do you, like, behind the back door into the garbage? That's the Chayla over here. That's the Chayla. Maisne is Midchas Yitzchok, and he says, first of all, as mentioned before, the Mizmul Dovah brought up Daka Chuvah, it's not touching the floor. And he went with his Malach. The Malach is not touching the top for Mito, not touching the floor. Interesting. What he throws in just more, the Machach's idea is not Tashmish Mito on this bed there. So you have this for that. Maisa, no problem. The Vyatsov says, Maisa, the Loch and Simon Dalit, the gate a child has no Ruach Ra. So a kid, unless you have a very older kid, maybe he starts washing his hands, but until the younger age, nobody has Ruach on a child and Simon Dalit. No problem there. So that's the third reason. A fourth reason they get involved because the Shem 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 Dosh Rav and Dosh, all everyone writes their strollers. Look around because he might have a bar. A fourth reason the Benjamin Zillow says over here, or fifth reason he says over here, because it's not a bed, it's like a lot. Even though I sleep there, and he shows my clothes sleep there, but it's like a lot, it's not a bed. But you get the category of Bidiyavid. And therefore, numerous from Nashir Klein, and it was Ephraim, and Nashir, and the very Shalom, Mr. Seyes, all my come and say, look at Chila, no problem. Instead of Shani, through Hashiva, the mayor, Mechani Shemlevitz, the brought down Shemlevitz to go find Evesh, he was Machmer. Even Bidiyavid says, the ultimate Kelb told me, Medaktik upon it. Therefore, he is a Shlomo Zalman, the kids come with Tila, and he's Machmer, even by the ever. For the Shlomo Zalman, he's Meister Machmer, we have Chak, the Eskim, and never for Meister the Machmer. And I point out again, the Geta, a regular bed, the question is when you're not sleeping, what the Locha is, because that's Mita. The Geta, Agalah, there's no question. The Geta, Agalah, again, when the kid's sleeping, that's all the time this question, that's the first time. He's sleeping in Asurocha. When he's not sleeping, it's not a Mita. That means when it's not sleeping, it's certainly not a problem. Only when it is sleeping, the kid's sleeping, then you do have a problem. Meister, what do you go do? Surely it's a nicer, better thing to go buy your wife these special handles that have the stove over there and they hook it on that, except don't hang the bread. We'll get to the Sugya later on this week. My bread is kosher on this over there. And therefore, yes, you should not hang bread. So that, Meister, what we could do, maybe put on top of the, cover the stove over next to the kid where he's sleeping. But Meister, but you have a value should be this way. Again, Pukhazi, it's all the Kohen over here, the Yishami, as the oil over here, the Meister Mekel, we have the Bobbins, the Meister Mekel. Unless it be Mekel and Ruach, well, who can Mekel and Ruach, well, dangerous Akron over here, the Ashboy has a pop people over here. So the side, we kind of Meister, what to go do, each one has its sovereign idea. Again, the best thing is to all these type of questions, just to get around the question. Yes, put your food on top over there, I do not think it's a chalash, if you do it correctly. And I say, yes, you should get your wife handles. If you need a sponsorship, you come over and discuss about the sponsorship, you buy this handle, you stroll there. That's certainly the better at Hoko. Do you have to? Not that. It's only a nice thing to go do. Talk about this with your wife, you get it there over there. I mean, it's nice to think.
The bag hangs under the back of the stroller.
So then, take care of that also. When you push your grandchildren, Bez Hashem, you know, make sure you get buy your grandchildren, your dog on and your daughters, you know, buy them all these presents.
It's a problem, it's not a problem.
You know, if you let's say your kids are married, have only one oven, would you buy them a second oven? So, why? Treif! Come here, scat to me, Sura! So, when you get a treif, you buy them two ovens, right? To make sure, that's part of the deal you made with the other side, you buy them furniture, right? Part of the furniture is to buy the handle and the bed. And the second stroller, one for sleeping, one for food. I don't know. Or double stroller. One for the food inside. It's part of the chiddush. Cool line. Don't know. But last point to get taxes on mita is what happens to get things that are mitzvahs. Do you ever worry about mitzvahs that taxes on mita? That means they have a case of an esrog. That's the most common case discussing there. The binyan oilam and tshuva, this guy's a cover, he discusses, brings out from the going, the Chua, the Cheshmer, Shabbat, the facts of Mita, Kid, Ibn Bidiyeva. What's Ibn Bidiyeva? Therefore, maybe it's a son of Lechem. And therefore, in essence, this facts of Mita, what you go do, before you're Bayan, I'm stuck is not Mekang the Mitzvah. It's all Chiyan of Aysa. That means people by Aysa, it's beautiful Aysa, you really saw an Aysa in your house, your kids don't touch. You have young kids. It's one of the easiest places, and you can bet, question even Mekang the Mitzvah the first time, Nila come over there. Therefore, it's brought down by the Kaaba Chaim, the Salocha. The stipler, Maisha is brought down. And Maisha, the Ishmael Chaim, he asked this question. He said, when I was younger, my father tried to get a Esther in Eretz Yisrael, yet they all got from Kutzlaritz. Someone brought in, so Chaim said, he's the Shmutier, brought in, and the Chaim was sent by his father to go get the Esther. So he knocked the guy's door, the guy opened the door, and said, wait one second. He went to underneath the bed, took out the Esther, gave it to Chaim. Chaim went to his father, told him the story how he took it out underneath the bed. And fine, he didn't use it. Why? Some say you can eat it, then Alchem did not use it. Time, money, effort, won't use it. Now, Shaklain, Maisha, Machmacham, Yashu, Maisha, so that's why Maisha, Rav, his father, we are. I tell the Shani, those involved with Achila, Avrochra, first Achila, Penpalachem, not that simple. Depending on the Sugya, Mishaina. And even if it is not Shaykh Nachilo, but it is Shaykh Nachilo. Just Ruach Ruach blocking it over here. It's Iron the Ravulel. It's by the Chem over here. Roy the Mekel with the Evid. It's Roy the Shkosi, Mach with the Evid. Roy the Shem, Mitchell Roy Dead over Rav here. About the issue of this life, live in the Kom Nirov, the Marachashis, Dan West and Shuvo, Kev the Loch, and Maisel with the Chem said, Maisel, you can't be Mekel even like Achilo. Of course, if you have another place, go put it there. Go put it there. Building upon this similar idea, it's because you have oil underneath your bed to get to lighting Shabbos Neris, lighting Chanukah Neris. So the Benish Chai says, to light Stam Neris, no by Avrochor. But Shabbos and Chanukah, Pasuk and Malachi, Akrivu, no. That nice. Somebody has Avrochor to go light it over here. But how can you go use it? Vodam and the Kabbalah Chaim, go use it over here. Why is the right thing? Therefore, the Chacham Shlomim, the Nashach, all the Gemara bring it down the way, not to go using the Shabbos, there's the Chalik Neres, Tana Sheini, Tani Fisher, Yashu, Skrelitz, and Rishuva, Council of Lachan, I said, what's the Chash? Rachel, you will offer it, come to eat it. The gate to Lachim is no problem. So what's the issue over here? So on the, again, the two sides over here. Building upon this is that people have Negel Vassar by the bed. And that means the Lachim Simon Aleph is a person has to wake up and right away wash their hands. Could they walk Dal Amos or not? We should move down someone who walks Dal Amos is Chayiv, dot, dot, dot. Next word is Miso. Left out the word Miso. It's Chayiv Miso over there. The Eidl is who is Mekel, or the coming up inside the Sikh, moving down, the whole time by is Nichol Geder of Dal Amos. That means going from your bed to your sink, Nichol Geder of Dal Amos. Deva says, Mishigurua, Bashasat Chak, first give you Slimich on the whole time by is Dal Amos. Now what is Bashasat Chak? Shalom Bayis is Bashasat Chak. Yes, when the kids knock over the Negel Vassar, that's Bashasat Chak. When you step in the morning and she gets upset on the floor, or she steps in the morning, that's called Shasat Chak. Yes, I'm passing. That is the one thing in the Chabur I'm passing right now, that Shalom Bayis is Shasat Chak. We look at Chila, do not put Negel Vassar by bed. Nothing else I'm passing. That is clear. Now, that means, even to, I know the Shiloh. Pasha means the bicycle. Now, when a person mice, when he has the negative lesson next to his bed, because his wife says, yes, please, I want you to, my father always in that way, my brother's doing that way, have it next to your bed. Now, when you put it next to your bed, especially in Israeli rooms, the rooms are very small. American rooms are massive. But the Israeli rooms are very small. And you put it next to your bed, it's much easier underneath your bed. So they discuss two sugars. One is a sugar of Giloy, by being machab upon having it next to your bed, and if I have a Giloy, now, is there a sugar over there? So they get to Giloy, those who are machmer. They say, I had a roommate, every day he had a bottle that was covered, or when he couldn't have a bottle, he had Negel Vassar, he covered the mirror over there, he has to have it covered. Fine, those who are machmer to Giloy. When they get to the sugar over here of Ruach Ruach Taksamito, you put it underneath your bed. It makes it easier for Shalom Bayis also. You have underneath your bed over there, different, you won't step in it, your wife won't step in it, just your kids will knock it over. Depends how old your kids are, how sure they are, what's going on over there. So maybe you should tuck it underneath the bed. So that there was, was Issa Gwashin. He said, not Clark. Not Clark. Maisha Shomazam and Chaim Gevsky was Issa Gwashin. They said, one Ruach Ruach cannot wash off another Ruach Ruach. It's like a little bit of stew. It's like taking ketchup to wash off ketchup. Or chocolate to wash off chocolate. It doesn't really work that way. It's like taking Ruach Ruach, putting it there to wash off other Ruach Ruach. So it's still there, the Ruach Ruach. The Ruach Ruach said, the Maisha Vada, how do you go do that? But the Yev, the Chodeshani, and the Maisha Vosna Mekel. But no one's Mekel like a Chila. That means, to have Negel Vassar next to your bed, take on the chumrah and have it underneath your bed, you really lose out the point. El Bayit, have it in front of your bed. Now, at least the Shalom Bayis. I've learned the hard way, like all of us do. I said, therefore, a person, if you at least the Shalom Bayis, that's Shasat Chak, Avada, Mech Shem Hashem. It's not worse than Mech Shem Hashem. Same thing over here. Mamshik Duramo. Sefei.
What?
You try to teach your daughters when they're young. Well, you know, all the people say that. The Rambam goes on further and says, "V'chein yizor b'chol dvar meivde sakana." Why? Ki sakanta chamir meisuro. It's more common. For example, a Moshe Shachuva and Shlomo Zalman discusses taking drugs. A Moshe writes marijuana for those who are not sure what drugs are. Special Hebrew. When I spell it, Mem Ayin Reish Aleph Vav Vav Aleph Nun Aleph. Marijuana. Fine. Marijuana. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, when it says over here things that Sakona be very medactic about, it means taking drugs. Moshe is far Yisrim, actually. He writes from the Kalk of the Gulf over here, and destroys the Moyach over here, and he doesn't get up and Sarah Moyro, and keep it away, and Teshim Tiyu. He has far Yisrim, the Reisa, taking drugs. But Shlomo Zalman puts only on the this Sugya of Chamir Sakanto. Now, it goes on further. For health reasons, I'm not talking about health. I'm talking about things that partially. Now, the Rambam goes further and says, and therefore, once Chamir Sakanta Misiro, and same thing, Muhammad says, Chamir Sakanta Misiro, therefore, you have to be more medactic about a Savik Sakono more than a Savik Isser. For example, so the Vazan Shum Chelivov, someone who drives recklessly. He says, Sofak Ritzayach, Sofak Mavet Avet Medadas, and this is the category of what says over here of what Chamir Sakanta Misura, you have to be more medactic in how you're driving than eating what you put inside your mouth over there. Let's try that again. You have to be very medactic how you drive. Besides putting on the seatbelt to the law, didn't put that to the side. You have to be safe. the where absence happened is, oh yeah, I know, it's always the other guy's not safe. It's always the other person. Well, there's a lot of other people over here that always the other guy got an accident. But even if you're extra safe, you can always stop the other things happening to you also. And you just need to happen to one time, the person for life. I have a friend of mine who's a quadriplegic for life, because when I say he just one time fell asleep at the wheel. And another person who just one time killed his wife and child because he also fell asleep at the wheel. Just need one time, just a dose for a second, and that's it over there. But it's you have to be very careful to drive when you're up. And, yes, you allow this to music during Sphira if you have to keep you up. Yes, you allow to. And even on Tisha B'Av, less the music has to keep you up if you're driving somewhere. Now, the Geta, Chmiyas Kanta Yisura, the Geta Sopek with more Machma, the Geta Svek Sveka. We know the Geta, the Reis is a Mekal Svek Sveka. As a Kono, we make all Svek Svekas. So basically, with Shuvah, it's a Mishu Gimel Sotri Machma and Svek Sveka. We move Chomer in the case over here of a Sovek the Reis over here. The Reis is so, my Shama, my Sveka, being down that way. So Zama says you have to realize two different types of Svekas over here. The Svekas, that's a physical Sopek, driving a car. Then there's Ruach, spiritual things. Again, we said before in Huji Huji in English, these things over here. So Mazam said would be Mahmud Svekis, the Svek Svekis in the physical. The spiritual thing is my person can be Mekal. The spiritual, that Svek Svekis, some of my person can be Mekal. That's its clause over here. Now, what the Mubi exam, the case of Yibi exam is number one, a person, the Gemara on Shabbos, that on base, means that a person can not go b'chol mokum sakama. Where's the Gemara? Can not go any place that's dangerous. Wherever you go, wherever you travel, should not be a place that's dangerous over there. Where Rashi explains that means when a wall is tilting, not go underneath the wall. Wherever you go to, that means what defines danger? Is bungee jumping really dangerous? Is parachuting really dangerous? So Moshe is trying to get what defines dangerous. He's discussing smoking in his days in the 60s and 70s. The Moin Am did it. He says whatever the Moin Am does, it's not a problem. Sakona. But once the Moin Am says is sakona, you can't do that. Not allowed to. So the Moin Am defines it. If he's right, the Rambam in Deis, in Perek Daled, has all these halachas to go do. People asked me last week, why do you follow the Rambam in Deis? Moshe, the Moin Am doesn't, you have no chi to go do it. That's the get over here. The Moin Am says bungee jumping is dangerous, and climbing, you're not allowed to. Moin Am says you can't do it, fine. If it's because you're afraid, or fear does not make danger. Danger means you have to be dangerous over there. Therefore, the example of Rambam example, a person cannot call Yechidi Balayla, not go alone in the, by night. Go down with Mishmuron, Simon Kofura. Magavam is Simon Kofiot over there. Our Kashukun says, what does that mean alone? It means a place that's dangerous. That means certain places in certain areas should not go to the Arab Shuk 3 in the morning when things are dangerous. We should not go to the Bronx when things in the night are dangerous. You have to be practical. Things are dangerous. Bake at night, but even during the day, you have to be Chamish Kantamis over here. I can be a tough guy, you're not afraid. Not afraid does not mean it's not dangerous. The more big down in of a tkufa. He said over here, a person will be very careful not drink the water in tkufa of ein l'shanis. For ein l'shanis, not drink the water. So everyone over here knows what the tkufa is. And therefore, they're very medactic, not drink water during the tkufa. Now, as I see by the faces, some people do not seem to know what the tkufa is. Neither do I. So the question is, the more over says, for ein l'shanis, what happened over here? So first, the Taz himself, what I'm going to bring down the Evan Ezra, says, k'nichosh v'almohu. Some say it's a nechosh, not real over here. Not that simple. Zivchei Tzedek also brings down already from Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Lashemanu, and therefore being on Chaznish, who's been talking about everything, this is what ones are about. Chaim Knefki, everything that says, state we do. This is not worried about. Why? He said, we're not exactly sure what the tekuvas are. I now can tell you, you have a calendar, tell you exactly what the tekuvas are, what the machmer and all the tekuvas. Some of Chaim Knefki says, the Chaznish says, the Meister, but this, don't worry about. Again, that wasn't the Shamans. How things happen, I don't know. This don't worry about. It could be, this kid, Shubas wants to say, because what is the Eitzah? The monk gives you an Eitzah to put inside your thing, a parasol, inside your water metal, shocking down all the parts giving down a protection from the Kufa's parasol. So the Pesach Shubas, the beings of the Masham, that says, since our houses or our roofs, our windows and our doors all have parasol all around, so the parasol is protecting us from the Ruachot, the shade of the Inyon, the concept over here, and if it's protecting us, and if we don't have to worry about it. That means not the Chanish of the Chaim of Meister ignoring what says the Gemara Ein L'shanis. The Eitz is, but in Barzal, we have Barzal all around. That means in those days, they had the wooden huts, or they had their straw things. Who had a Barzal? You had a knife, and that was it. we are built, and we have a metal door over here. We have metal all over the place over here. So once you have metal over here, we have metal bars on top of here. So good protection, the air conditioning, good protection over here. These things are protecting us. You know, we have metal all around the place. My glasses are protecting me. So my son, that's Mercedes over here. That's what he does. Something to be worrying about it.
Those,
what?
The
so that's where the biscuit should be down from our shop. Yeah, it sounds like the shock's in the water, but it could be there's so much, even that works. Way down these things work. Now, if you want to be machmer, is dafka water other mashkim? Shock sound like other mashkim? That's good. It's a dafka water. When he machmer dafka by the tikufa, even after the tikufa, Tama says only the words that we have a shock at the tikufa. Look at the base station of Tufton Hay, he says even after the tikufa, you have to machmer a couple of days. One of those are machmer.
The water was
there, but it's yeah. Fine. We just finished Dalton Hay again. A lot of things over here we spoke out. For the week, we have the signal second over here. Most of it's off the page. So, therefore, for that reason, I like to keep Chaburin every day. Get off the page. That means tomorrow, the Sugya Nida and Daf Yitzayin, Shimba Yechoy, are five things the Mishai and Nafshay, Dabur Yishoy, garlics and onions that peeled and left overnight. On Tuesday, things are Koshal Shikha. On Wednesday, things are Koshal Limud. And on Thursday, go back to Sif Vav and Sif Zayin, which is not touched right now. If you don't want, and it's not for you, it's not the place for you, Fakhazara. My friend, you test the day after Shuas, on some Kufyud Bayes, still Kufta Zayin, Fakhazara. Or if you have more time during Seder, Fakhazara. But I don't waste the time over here. So either learn this, but we'll lead to Mat Torah. On Torah, you have to Acham, you prepare yourself. How you do that? Torah, Torah, Torah. What's the day over here? That's Fakhazara.